podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 10, episode number 145, and we are three filthy-mouthed broads bidding you hello. Adieu.
Howdy.
You know, I've been dying for 24 hours. No, like 36 hours now at the time of this recording this to proudly take the title of Filthy Mouth Broads. So thank you, Mr. President.
Oof. Yes, put it on a t-shirt.
I think we need Filthy Mouth Broads t-shirts. I've been scouring the internet. I know that there was one on Twitter yesterday for Filthy Mouth Wife shirt because I am all about that, but good times. In case anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, because we record on Tuesdays and this episode will be out on Friday, and that could be like 50 more things from now in the scheme of America in general. Donald Trump picked a Twitter fight with Chrissy Teigen, of all people, which, if that's not grounds for the 25th Amendment, I'm not really sure what is, because
bad news, man.
There is literally no way he was going to ever win that. But she wasn't even involved. She didn't get name checked. Other people involved, her husband and Lester Holt, got name checked. And she was John Legend's filthy mouthed wife. Filthy mouthed wife. I can't even say that fast, but that's okay. I don't need to. And she responded by calling him a pussy ass bitch. So President PAB has been hashtagged trending on Twitter. PABOTUS. So pussy ass bitch of the United States has been trending on Twitter. I have to say,
that's a lot.
That's a lot for being such a cesspool. As I maintain week after week, Twitter throws some great parties. Anyway, I loved the crap out of this story and needed to open the show with it because you don't come for the queen. I mean, it would be like if he got up there and released I don't know, a recording of him singing like Single Ladies and been like, I'm better than Beyonce, and we'd all be like, no. So anyway,
hooray.
All right, we're off to a good start. Lots of great energy, ladies.
I must say, I still have not been on Twitter in a while, but I do enjoy Chrissy Teigen on Instagram.
Ah, yes.
It's nothing but like her cute kids.
She has some really cute kids.
Luna
and Miles, right?
I don't know. Cute kid one and cute kid two.
Yeah.
The cute little boy and the cute little girl. Like, I don't know, they're cute.
Good times.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, stay tuned for merchandise that we're going to force Jacob to make, that he will make willingly.
Seriously,
after we like, strongly
suggest.
It's probably
made already. He's like, that's a great idea. Just boom, done. And here it is in three different colors.
Yeah, here you go.
And a few font choices.
You know, he doesn't really ever give us too many font choices because he's very picky on his fonts.
He usually gives us like the obvious choice, and then a slightly left of center choice, which I always appreciate.
Exactly. So anyway, how are you guys doing? Happy palindrome week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
I know. And it culminates with 1919.
Oh. Yeah,
that's pretty rad.
I know.
What are you going to do for 191919?
I don't know. That's so much to think about. What is that, next Thursday?
I don't know.
Probably edit the show for next week. So I will celebrate. I don't know. I might, drink a beer, write the number, write the date over and over again in my notebook.
That sounds like a quality way to spend it.
Also, this episode will be coming out on Friday the 13th.
Yes, it will be.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Are we? You know, it would be awesome if we could get a special surprise Chilling Adventures of Sabrina that drops for Friday the 13th.
Is that, do you know something? Is that
No, I'm just making that up. Are they
making more episodes?
Probably. And they do seem to release them at like I mean, not random times, they make perfect sense, but like you're not expecting it.
Right. Yeah. They don't really promote them.
It's like nobody says anything. And then all of a sudden it's just new Sabrina.
I know.
I do kind of love that. It's like sometimes the hype. I mean, it's what I do for a living. Like we need promotion, guys. Let's not do away with that. Like it's super important. Mama needs to make a living. But I do also like the like lemonade style of just dropping something.
Yes.
Dropping it and walking away.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
I also heard that thanks to Hulu, Netflix is Hulu and Disney Plus, Netflix is going to start releasing shows weekly instead of dropping them all at once. And that actually does not make me happy.
I feel like I'm usually behind on most shows, so I feel like it's not going to affect me either way.
But there are times where, like all the time, when Netflix releases something, and I'm like, I can't wait to sit down and watch this because I can set aside these few days and be on with like everybody else instead of waiting until the end. I don't know.
Mm.
That's just me. Because when something is weekly, I'm going to have to wait until the end because I don't know. I prefer when they all drop at once, and I'm fine with the way that I like that they switch it up. I like that they switch it up, so I have options. But
that's true. I do like the switching it up. I thought and you know, preview to what's to come. I liked how they did it with Handmaid's Tale this season, how they dropped 3 episodes, got you hooked, and then moved on to an episode a week. Yep. I thought that was like a cool happy medium.
Totally. And then I followed for a while and then stopped and came back a la Colleen and just like binged the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very combination approach.
Yeah. But I enjoy like Stranger Things. I really like that we were able to sit there and watch it all at once. And I was able to be, you know, on with what was happening like in the present, in the cultural zeitgeist of the world. But something like Handmaid's Tale, I had to avoid each week because I knew I was going to be waiting until the end. So like, I like that Netflix does it one way and Hulu does it another way.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't make me feel like I'm missing something. But if my only option was to always wait until the end, I don't know.
Right. Why are they all going to be the same? It's not like Netflix is losing viewers because they're watching they're binging something and then canceling their subscription.
Well, we don't know that because Netflix doesn't release any of its ratings data. So that could be exactly what's happening. We don't know. But I do think it poses an interesting sort of conundrum for storytellers and like showrunners. And how do you write a show? Hmm. And will how the show is going to be released affect the storytelling? Because when you expect that a viewer is going to wait a week in between episodes, you do have to tell that story a little differently and you do have to build the episode a little differently. Whereas if it's made to be bingeable, like something like Russian Doll, would we have loved it as much if it was written with the idea that you weren't watching those episodes consecutively? And so I think it does pose an interesting problem to solve for television as we move into this new world of
because
digital
something,
and streaming
something,
binge.
Something like Russian Doll faces what I think was the issue with Lost season 2 or 3, where it would be Lost used to be on for like 5 weeks and then it would take like a 7 week break and then it would come back and there'd be 2 episodes and then you'd be off again for like 2 weeks. And it was just, was tough for a show that relied on people recalling the mystery from the previous week to directly tie into what they were watching then. And that's why Lost ended up adapting for seasons 4, 5, and 6, their schedule where they were, it would start every January and then just run consecutive episodes. I think it was like 13 or whatever it was. I don't remember. I'm sorry, Lost people. I'm sorry. But they would run it all, you know, in a row. So that way viewers wouldn't, you know, be stuck like not remembering what happened a few weeks ago. But that also was pretty good for the podcasters because, you know, people would always, I guess, come back to them. Like, what happened a few weeks ago?
Well, I love that. You just like blew my brain apart. And like, wouldn't it be cool to reimagine a show like Lost or like things these sort of iconic shows, how would they be told today if they were coming out on a Netflix or a Hulu or some place that is bingeable? Like, would that show look completely different?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Ask that question, because at Comic-Con every year, Jay and Jack's panel generally does discuss something along that topic.
You're wrong with the cutting edge.
And this year, we were at a panel waiting for Superstore, and whatever show it was before then, Jay got up there and asked them, how do you write a episodic show for week to week? How are you competing with, like, you're on a network, how are you competing with a show like this that, you know, similar premise that could be on Netflix? Like, are you adjusting for it? And they did say that the showrunners answered him, like, yeah, of course we're adjusting for it. Like, everything evolves, and this is just the next evolution of how we'll adjust and adapt to writing and producing. So
cool.
Yeah. Mm. I know. Super cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. TV.
You would love, you know, there are a lot of panels at Comic-Con that you would love. Not like the big ones, like, but they have a lot of industry insider or industry panels.
Like the super, like, inside baseball stuff.
You would be so into it. Like, they have panels from everything, like how to write like a children's show for Netflix versus like ways to promote this. And I don't know, there's a lot of just like more like industry workshop kind of things. And I think that you would love the crap out of them.
Maybe 1 year I'll go.
Maybe 1 year you will. Oh my God, that would be so exciting. You should come next year when my children aren't there so we can do things past 10 p.m. that aren't in Jana's hotel room.
Oh my gosh, where are the kids going? What's going to happen to your children?
Well, Zach will probably be in school, so my mom said that she would come out and watch him, and we can't just take Alex. I mean, that would just be cruel. So we just have to leave them both home.
Yeah, brothers, which is the anxiety of them being separated.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally, yeah. Totally. Anyway, speaking of, poor Alex was sick, so it's been a long couple of days for me. On Friday, my new nephew was born, my new godson, Hayden. So,
oh yes,
congrats. Very excited. I'm a godmother twice over, 2 months apart. What? And that's pretty much it. It was a quiet weekend. We're going to see Lizzo on this Friday, so that's exciting.
Nice.
And since we won't be doing a show for 2 weeks, I promise that I will put video and a little bit of a review on my blog that I haven't updated in like a year. I promise I'm going to do that, though. It's palindrome week. I have to do it for palindrome week. Come on now. Anyway, cool. What's up with you guys?
Not much. Like, really not much. I'm trying to think what we did over the weekend, but it was pretty quiet. Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Kind of the same. I got to meet up with a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, so that was pretty fun.
Nice.
We just kind of wandered around Brooklyn and went to a bar that had board games and, like, played board games. And
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I've just been preparing for my trip.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you're planning a trip until like 3 weeks before you leave for the trip, you consolidate all this research that I like to do over, you know, like 4 or 5 months. I have crammed it into like 2 weeks, and it's been a little stressful. I would not do it again.
Oh,
yeah. Planners should really like should not should plan. Planners should plan.
Where are you going again?
Seattle, San Francisco, and Sonoma.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be a good trip.
Yeah.
We wanted to try and make it out to Monterey, but we're only down in the Bay Area for just the one weekend. So yeah. And it just wouldn't be right to do Monterey without Colleen. So
true.
We can still have our Broads trip, the three of us, which feels better to me.
Good.
Yes. No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, we're close, but not not close enough for you to be able to do both in one weekend, kind of.
Right. And it'd be like, well, we could go down during the week, but like Shandy will be at work. So it'll be like, we're just here. We're waiting to get out of work. And then we'll see her for dinner.
Very true. Yes. And I mean, you know, I go to bed at like 9, so it's not a lot of time.
It's a very short window.
Oh my God. Yes.
I respect that.
Awesome. Well, cool. Have an awesome trip.
Yeah. Have you been to Seattle before?
Never.
Seattle's fun. I really like Seattle. I also really like San Francisco. Have never been to Sonoma, but I hear good things. So I'm sure it will be great.
Yeah. Nice.
Just West Coast. West Coast, baby. It's all good.
I think it's much cooler there than it's been here. So, like, trying to think through what I'm going to pack.
Layers. Yeah. Layers. Definitely.
Yeah.
Some of those sweaters you don't like, bring your boots.
That's true. I should pack more sweaters. I'm trying to do it all in my carry-on because I really hate, my big-size suitcase. And we're really moving around enough that I think I want to have a more compact luggage situation, but I'm a little afraid. I'm a great packer, but I'm a little afraid I'm not going to be able to fit everything.
Oh no.
So we'll have to stay tuned to see how the packing situation goes. And also I'm just planning on like buying a shit ton of wine to bring home. So like I might want more luggage. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Woohoo.
Nice. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I've become a fan of the, like, just wear the same thing every day. Sort of method to vacation, because, like, first of all, who cares? And second of all, who cares?
Like, I've started to do that too.
Why bring more when you can bring less? And just, like, you know, a couple of outfits that you, like, really like. So it's, like, the stuff that you'd want to be wearing every day anyway.
Yep.
I don't have that many clothes that I really like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're staying with – we, like, lucked out, and we're staying with a lot of people – in various places that we're going. So we'll have access to, like, washing machines.
Totally. Yeah. 100%.
So I'm feeling pretty good about Woo-hoo! Like the less is more situation.
Nice. Yes. I have actually gotten it down pretty good to pack, like, outfits that I know I'll wear, you know, several times, mainly, you know, because I'm always going to wear, like, the same jeans a few times or whatever.
Right, right.
Where I always go wrong, like, always, is when it comes to shoes. And it's not I'm a shoe person, because I want to be a shoe person, but I'm not. It's just, I don't know. Like, I have to have my sneakers, and my sneakers take up a lot of room. I have to have, like, a pair of nice shoes, and those will probably take up a lot of room. And then I have to have a pair of sandals, and I have to have a pair of flats. And I always go wrong when it comes to the shoes. And then sometimes I never even wear, like, any of them.
Oh man. I hate when I take stuff that I don't wear, but yeah, sometimes it's inevitable. For shoes, like, on my last vacation, I was gone for almost 3 weeks. I basically just wore my Birkenstocks seriously all day, every day, the entire trip. I brought a pair of running shoes, and I did run a total of one time.
Yes, so, worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I did have to bring hiking boots because we did a lot of hiking, and those really did come in handy, but that takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ordered a pair of hiking boots because when I went hiking last weekend, I just had regular sneakers, and I'm like, this is really not sustainable. Like, I should buy. They're supposed to arrive tomorrow. Tomorrow Ooh. Being Wednesday. Thursday morning, so like I'm really hoping that like works out, otherwise I'm just gonna have to have sneakers and
hopefully they arrive, and then those can be the shoes that you travel in.
They're like the biggest ones. I have cute boots that probably take up the most, ankle boots that probably take up the most space. So I'm gonna, because those can also be like my dressy shoes and my walk around all the time shoes. So I'm going to try and do those, sneakers, the hiking boots, and maybe a pair of ballet flats. Because I think it's going to be too cool for, like, full-on sandals.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. I'm also going to try and, like, capsule pack. Like, do those, like, capsule wardrobes
yes.
where, like, everything matches
with
everything
else. You've done that before, right?
Nice.
Huh?
Isn't that what you did when you went to Morocco?
No, I just didn't pack enough clothes from Morocco. And I just washed things in the sink every day.
Haven't you done that capsule packing before? I swear
I've tried. Okay. Like, I tried to do it. I did a test run with when we went to Scandinavia. Like, I tried to pack things that all matched. And that worked out pretty well. So, but that was also a much shorter trip. That was only 8 days and we're going to be gone for 12, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. So it's like enough time that like I'm really pushing it with the carry-on. Like it worked for Morocco for 2 weeks, but that was again because I didn't pack enough clothes.
Right.
And I just packed all like wet wicking t-shirts that I could like wash in the sink and like air dry overnight.
Have you guys considered checking one bag and then carrying on the other one?
Yeah, I think we're going to do that. Yeah. I think Daniel's going to do a bigger bag. I just really hate, like, my big suitcase is really terrible. Like, yeah. It's super old. It's ugly brown. It is from, like, 1998.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's real busted. And it's like, we're moving around so much that I really don't want to be, like, dealing with it. Yeah. So that's really the motivation here.
That's what we try to fly Southwest when we go to Comic-Con, because you get two checked bags for free.
Yeah. Well, I have a Delta card, so our check bags are always free.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get one free checked bag.
Get a new suitcase and check that shit.
I should. I mean, I went to Morocco, I bought the suitcase, like the suitcase that I travel everywhere with. I bought it the night before we left for Morocco to pack everything.
I might go see
swing by Burlington Coat Factory and see if they've got a larger size of the same suitcase. So then I can have like a matching set.
Oh, there you go.
A real adult.
Awesome.
So we'll see.
Cool.
Maybe I'll just buy a new suitcase for the trip home. I don't know.
You might as well.
Might as well. I realize this trip is actually going to be more expensive than either of my trips to Europe. Like without like not even having to like think about it. Like I feel like I've already surpassed the budget. Definitely for Morocco.
Wow. Why do you think that is?
Because it's expensive to travel in America.
Well, that's true.
It's like my Airbnb is really expensive. Like it just everything is expensive. Wow. And just, you know, it's also two very expensive cities. Like San Francisco is like one of the, if not the most expensive city in America. So it shouldn't be
expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like no one should be surprised by this, but yeah, that's why it's like, we're really lucky that we really don't have, we're doing like only a couple of hotel nights there. We're thankfully like staying with people we know, because otherwise like, I feel like our trip would have doubled the budget.
Well, have fun. Whatever you decide to do with your luggage, whether you go to some random like, you know, San Francisco TJ Maxx or something, let us know.
Maybe I'll just wear all my clothes there. I'll just, you know.
I don't know. That'll suck going
on space. I'll just wear them all.
But you don't have pre-check, so you'll have to take all that shit off when you go through security.
It's true. Oh, flaw in the system. All right. I'll have to rethink this.
Anyway. Good times. All right. I think it is time to move on to our next segment. So last week, I had put out the call to listeners to write in if they had any crazy travel stories. And we were not disappointed because we did get some feedback from people. So we wanted to separate them from our normal feedback so we can marinate in some of these crazy stories. So the first email is from Kate.
So Kate writes in to us. Hi, ladies. Hope you've been well. I wanted to write in about travel horror stories. I wouldn't say I've had traumatic incidents per se, but our honeymoon in Europe was full of confusion and discomfort at times. We used a travel agent, in my opinion, a must if you aren't good at navigating new situations when so far from home, in the hopes of avoiding difficulties, especially since we were going to 4 countries. It was the most fantastic experience, but also so many things went wrong. We were terrified when we arrived in Rome and didn't see our driver anywhere. So right off the bat, had to make a call, something we wanted to avoid, to find out where the driver was. Apparently, if we had just left baggage claim, we would have seen the literal sea of drivers. Then our driver dropped us off quite far from the hotel due to construction and mumbled instructions before taking off. In Italian, I'm assuming, so good luck with that. Clearly we found the hotel, but our jet-lagged minds were so nervous. We took showers right away after all the travel, and I immediately blew the fuse in our converter for my hair dryer and straightener. Been there, girl. and I do not have the type of hair that does well in humidity without styling. Needless to say, the first day was difficult. The other super embarrassing part was that for all train trips, we had first class tickets, except for the very first train. We didn't even know there were different cars. So we got in one that seemed right, sat down, and the train went off. Halfway through, they came to check tickets and found out that we were in the wrong car. We had to take a literal walk of shame with all of our bags on a hot, crowded train all the way through the entire rest of the long train to get to our seat. I was dying. Luckily, the rest of the trip to Siena, Nice, and Paris was amazing and without issue. Nothing as terrible as your situations, but we both still remember the walk of shame with humiliation.
Oh, no.
Cheers. Cheers from Kate and Shemandoline.
Oh. That actually could be a whole, like, subgenre of this. It's just, like, crazy traveling on trains in foreign countries.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's just – it's a whole extra layer of different and disorienting.
Right. Yeah. I've always thought – so my sister, when she was studying abroad in London, she used to visit different countries in the EU on her, you know, either the week – like long weekends or breaks or whatever. And she would like just go to the airport and fly like different places. And to me, that always sounded very stressful. Like, how could you just get on a – like show up and be like, I want a ticket to whatever to fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're so, such cheap tickets, though, too. That's another thing. I mean, like you were saying, Amanda, that travel is so expensive in the U.S. It's like when you compare to the low-cost flights in Europe, it's just like night and day.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
So it's like a couple hundred dollars usually to fly from here to Los Angeles. And like I remember telling my roommate who's from Vienna that like, you know, there were like cheap tickets from here to Los Angeles. And her just like gasping when it was like $250. $300 sometimes. It's like, oh yeah, that's not actually cheap.
Right. But it's like to any of us, like, oh yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But I will say though, Kate, I love Siena. I absolutely loved that city. So, and I'm guessing that you did too. But so cool. Oh, obviously, I love Paris too, but Siena was a nice discovery.
I would love to go to Nice someday, like anywhere in like the south of France. Just sounds so glamorous.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to Nice, which sounds blasphemous, but I am more of like the, I would get more away from the like southeast part. Mm-hmm. I would rather go towards like the Pyrenees and Spain and stuff, but Nice could be nice.
Just saw Shandy's impression of the south of France. Like, it's fine, I guess. Whatever.
Well, it's, I mean, there are places in the south of France that I absolutely love. Again, I haven't been to nearly to all of them by any means, but I'm less into like the whole like French Riviera type like vibe.
Yeah.
You know, beaches where you have people like just sort of like stacked on each other, kind of.
Okay. That's, no? Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But, respect.
I mean, but like, again, I'm sure all of it's great and has its wonderfulness and whatever. Like, I'm not going to complain if I'm in the south of France. So
it's fair.
I would like to go to the south of France one day. Anyway, Kate, I'm so sorry about your, back to your shame, your walk of shame. They probably just thought you were like, you know, some silly entitled American. So don't worry about it. And now there's a lot more things to be ashamed of.
I'm sure you were not the first and you were certainly not the last to make that mistake on a train.
Yeah. No, seriously. I feel like it probably does happen all the time. Although I've never ridden the first class carriages in on a train and I would be interested to know what those are like.
Yeah. Cool.
It's not that much more expensive. It's not like the difference in price that you have on a plane. It's a much more reasonable difference in price on a train between first class and second class. So
yes, and
maybe someday I will treat myself.
Yes, and I believe first there is like an actual difference in accommodations too, right? Yeah, cool.
I think okay. So, but again, I've never.
It's like you get a free snack.
Yeah. No, that actually used to really stress me out too, because I rode the trains a lot when I lived in France. And sometimes seats are reserved, and I would always, like, I definitely accidentally sat in somebody's seat that was reserved. A lot of times it's just you get a ticket and you sit wherever. But that was always really sort of nerve wracking. Or like I would have a reserved seat, but then I wouldn't necessarily sit in the spot that it was reserved for. And I was like, is this going to be a problem? And anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next travel adventure comes from Joanne.
Our good friend Joanne. And she says, Dear Broads, your last episode ended up with invoking two emails, both slightly lengthy for me. So if Double the Joanne is too much to handle, feel free to reserve one for a future episode. Never. We love your emails.
Yeah,
doesn't matter their length.
We just
love
split up
them all the same.
Yeah, we just split up the feedback section, not the...
okay, her email goes on. I am a very frequent traveler, averaging about 2 trips per month, so I have many travel tales. But the most recent one was, besides being the freshest in my mind, the closest to a baggage disaster that I have had. It is a tale of self-complacency and airline staff incompetence saved by self-awareness and airline competence. Oh my. I was heading to Alabama by way of Atlanta, driving 2 hours from Atlanta to Alabama to avoid having multiple flights. Girl, I get it. My ID tag on my luggage was broken, and I had picked up a replacement tag just the week before. But as I was packing to leave, I could not find it and thought, complacency here. It will be okay. It is a direct flight, and what can go wrong?
Famous last words.
Famous last words. Head to the airport where I am in A+ Southwest passenger, which means, among other things, I go to the front of the check-in line and have the ticket staff take care of the paperwork. Usually a good thing. The ticket lad seemed a little confused after taking my ID and typing some things in, but she hands the ID back, puts the baggage tag on, but does not say the baggage is tagged with Lana, and asks if I wanted a paper boarding pass. Very, very fortunately, I said yes.
Yes,
without that's what I do. Yes. Without looking, I head to clear the fast version of TSA PreCheck and do my fingerprint and hand them my boarding pass. And they say, this isn't you. Oops. The name on the pass is Karen Wotan, heading to Orlando. If I had not gotten the pass, I would have never known why my bag did not show up. The bag would have been sitting in Orlando for Karen Wotan, and there would be no ID tag of mine to tell Southwest who the bag was.
Oh,
really
my God.
Oh my God. Head back to the counter. The other ticket lady calls down to baggage and leaves a message, assures me the right tag will be put on my bag, takes the wrong pass for me, and sends the tag down to baggage without any info with it.
Oh, my God.
That sounds scary. At this point, I am pretty certain this will not work. And so make very clear note of the name, destination, and flight. Arrive in Atlanta around noon. Bag does not. Go to baggage claim. Staff is very understanding and helpful. But Orlando flight was delayed, so I would have to wait till 3:30. Hang around Atlanta baggage claim. Exciting. That's a very nice airport. That's a nice baggage claim. There's lots of stuff to do around there. We've been there a lot.
That's what I've heard.
Get a call at 3:15 from Southwest that the bag is still missing.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. But I wait till to 3:30, go back to baggage. Fortunately, the lady there earlier was still there. She got on the computer, found the bag was in Orlando, calls Orlando. No one answers. So she leaves a message, which makes me think there's a good chance this might not go smoothly. Gets me a dinner voucher and says the bag should be on the 7 p.m. flight. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m., no bag. Back to baggage. They check. The bag is on the 9 p.m. flight. Mm-hmm. I was lucky that while I still had a 2-hour drive, I did not have a meeting till the next morning.
Wow.
Oh, thank goodness for that. As I wait for the 9 p.m. flight, the baggage staff announces they will be checking all bags against your ID. I am thinking, no way am I going to waste my time trying to explain why I'm picking up Karen Wooten's bag. Fortunately, my bag arrives and the staff have moved on. Phew. If I had not discovered I had the wrong boarding pass or had not kept the wrong name and destination in mind, my bag would still be sitting in Orlando and no one would know that Karen Wooten's bag was really mine. I will no longer let my ID tag be broken / missing and will always check what the airline baggage tag and boarding pass says. Oh, and my new ID was in my luggage and is now filled out and permanently attached. Joanne. That is some good wherewithal superstar traveler ticket of advice. Because, I same thing. Like, I always have a luggage tag, but I just think like, oh, I'm being like – silly and for having one, but that's a great example of why, like, no, you, that's just smart. You should have one. They're
yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, thank you, Joanne, for sharing that story with us. I'm glad that you had a happy ending. Yes, Matt, that's reunited. What she said. And then speaking of Matt's, we got another email from a different Matt that's not of Matt's What She Said fame about his travel nightmare. Hi, ladies. First time, long time, as they say. A Mother's Day to, well, welcome. We're happy that this is your first time in a long time. All right. And that goes on to say, Mother's Day 2013. My wife and I are coming home from Disney World. When we booked the trip, we figured we'd get an early flight so we could be back in town with plenty of time to see both our moms. Sounded good on paper. The Magical Express bus was going to pick us up at 4 a.m. to get us to the airport by 5 a.m. for our 7 a.m. flight.
Ooh.
All of that went well. I don't remember why we chose to fly United with a layover instead of a direct JetBlue flight, but we had, so we had to fly to Newark before getting a connecting flight home to Syracuse. I'm going to stop you right there and say Newark was your mistake. I'm just going to call it now. All right. Anyway.
Still better than LaGuardia.
Oh, no. Oh, Newark is dirty and gross. At least LaGuardia has updated parts.
I don't know. The few times I've flown into Newark, it hasn't been that bad.
Oh, God, no. I thought I was going to get, like, the flu or some, like, Ebola or something just from being in the elevator last year and we were there. Like,
it's true. I never went in an elevator at Newark, so maybe that's why I had a good experience.
It was so gross. Anyway, an hour or so into the flight, the pilot comes on to ask if there are any nurses or doctors on board.
Oh, Jesus.
No. We were both half awake and didn't think anything too serious was happening. A few minutes later, I hear the engines get rolled back to idle and the speed brakes on the wings pop up and we're thrown forward in our seats as we start to rapidly descend.
Oh, my God.
The pilot comes back on to say we're making an emergency landing at Dulles because someone is having a medical problem. Wide awake now, I was in the window seat, my wife in the middle, and a guy was on the aisle. He could see that they had removed a person from their seat near the front and had begun doing CPR in the aisle.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We basically dive-bombed into Dulles and taxied faster than anything I've ever experienced directly to a gate. An ambulance pulled up outside, and there were EMTs on board as soon as the wheels stopped. Unfortunately, the person did not make it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that is horrible.
Oh, wow.
We'd been on the ground for an hour, maybe, when the pilot came back on to say we'd be continuing to Newark as soon as a new AED, which is the defibrillator, was brought to the plane and all of the other medical supplies were restocked and the plane was refueled. That took about 2 hours. Meanwhile, our layover in Newark was only an hour, so we were going to miss our connection. The customer service folks in Newark had a hell of a time getting us some way home. There were no available flights on any of the remaining flights from Newark to Syracuse. They ended up giving us a cab voucher to get us to LaGuardia for a U.S. Air flight to Philly. Oh, remember when U.S. Airways was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That leg of the journey, it's only been like 2 years, but still. That leg of the journey went fine and got us to Philly around 4 for our 5 p.m. flight to Syracuse. But wait. The plane that was going to take us home broke before boarding, and we had to wait for maintenance to fix whatever the problem was. Oh, that sucks. We didn't board until 9 p.m. and landed at home a little after 10. Oh, my God, dude. You should have totally just driven from D.C. up to Syracuse because you would have got home faster.
Seriously.
Our luggage, meanwhile, had been put on one of the earlier flights from Newark to Syracuse that didn't have any seats available. The airport here is busy enough and technically open 24/7, but not fully staffed. It took us another hour to find someone who could tell us where our bags were and to get them.
Oh, God.
So our grand plan to be home on Mother's Day by noon had not exactly worked out and turned into a 19-hour odyssey that took us from Orlando to Dulles to Newark to LaGuardia to Philly and finally to Syracuse.
Wow.
Feel free to edit this down. It feels long. That's what she said. Anyways, love the show. Okay, I've never been on a flight where somebody died, so you win, Matt.
Seriously. Oh, my God, Matt, you win.
Yeah.
You win the worst award.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think that's the lesson. You missed Mother's Day, but at least your mothers still have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some good perspective there. Wow. Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Like, damn, that's intense. And it's like that, like, you can't even be mad about it because somebody literally died.
Someone literally died.
Yeah.
That's intense. That is intense.
All right. Well. I vow to not complain about my next flight story now.
Yeah, those. Unless two people die. And then, oh, God, no. Oh, no. I'm not even
Why would you
it.
Put oh, that out terrible. There?
Oh, God. Amanda, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so
you
sorry.
Shut your filthy God. Broad mouth.
Oh, I think I have some sage somewhere in the apartment that I can go burn. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
I mean, we could just edit it out.
We're not also, going
no,
to.
No. Can't edit it out of the universe. It was done.
It was done. Dead. Oh, don't worry.
Oh, this Paloma is not strong enough. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, it's palindrome week.
It's palindrome week. What?
This is coming out on Friday the 13th. It's all good.
It's fine. Nothing bad can happen.
Yeah, nothing bad can happen. We're so set up for success right now.
I am knocking on the wood next to you. That is what she said.
Yeah, boom. Same here.
Okay. Boom. Oh, ow. Oh, Captain. Oh, ow.
Oh. Okay, well, on that note, it appears that Amanda's cat has just attacked her leg. So we are going to go to a commercial break and come back, and the universe will have righted itself.
We'll put us back on track.
We'll put us back on track. All right. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. And while we took our break, I was thinking about how amazing it was that we had a first time, long time write in. And
yes!
That makes me so excited.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It's always nice to see.
Yes. Indeed. Also, I think that we have a lot of people named Matt that listen to this show.
Yes, we do. Because when you were saying, like, not of Matt's what she said fame, I was thinking also not Fifth of Broad Matt.
Yeah, not Fifth of Broad Matt. Yeah. And I feel like there's one other Matt.
I mean, we have Matt from Brooklyn, too, who used to write in a lot in the first season.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's Matts out there that I'm forgetting, so I apologize. But if your name is Matt, write in.
Write in.
Oh my God, we could have just a Matts off.
Let yourself be known.
And if you're a long time listener and a zero time feedbacker, do it. It's fun.
Matt or not.
Amanda might jinx a whole bunch of people. As a result of your email.
Probably myself included.
You heard it here first, guys.
I do have a mini disaster downstairs while we were recording.
Oh, my.
It may have happened at the same time that you said that. I don't know. So I made a quiche right before recording, and I had put the quiche on one of the burners on the stove to like cool down. And like there was this thought in my head somewhere that was like, that's maybe not the best idea. But and sure enough, I just when I went down for a pee break, my roommate was like, I'm so sorry. I turned on a burner to make a tea and it was the wrong burner.
Oh,
no. Exploded. Yeah. Like, first and foremost, like, super not a big deal. But, and she already cleaned everything up. So,
all right, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. Can't cry over a exploded quiche, I guess.
Nope. I'm still going to eat that.
Good, as you should.
Oh, as you should. Quiche is good.
Just has some like crispy edges that'll probably be very delicious.
Well, hopefully just like sans glass, but yeah. So anyway, I don't know if that was your doing, Amanda, but
sorry. Yeah. I'll take it. I'm sorry.
But if that's all, then you know. It's
oh my god! Yeah. All right. Well, now we can add exploding quiches to the list of broad mishaps.
Oh dear, 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 dear.
Oh, good times. All right. Let's move into. Oh, if speaking of. Okay, so back to the first time, long time thing. If you want to. Give us some feedback. You can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or you can give us a call 331-276-2373. And now speaking of feedback, let's get into the feedback portion of this section in regards to our last episode, which was titled I Drink Craft Beer and I Know Things. Jessica said, I'm glad you ladies enjoyed the article. And Randy said, Hefeweizens are my favorite beers. Best I've had was in a pub in southern Germany. I don't really like Hefes that much.
I don't either.
They're not strong enough. They're like, you know, 4%.
Too much wheat, too heavy.
Okay, well, you and I had different. But yes, I agree as well.
Hurt my tongue.
And that was pretty much, that was all we had from Facey back this week. We did have feedback about the psychic topic, but we're going to save that part. Or group it with an email a little further down. So stay tuned. But now it's time for Massa, She Said.
All right. I hope that $15 a month is really paying off for now, right now.
Hold on. I have to find it. That's what she said. Oh, this is good. I got new carpet.
My favorite. I am just going to declare it. This is the best That's What She Said we've ever had. I love it. Oh, nicely done.
That's what
I
she
tip
said.
My hat to you. Solid.
All right. It was crazy, but everything got done on the carpet. In the carpet.
I still am just like every day loving my new carpet. It's just, it was such a game changer. It's really nice.
Nice.
I'm really
makes
resisting
the place so much more livable.
I'm really resisting the urge to make a does it match your drapes now joke.
All right. It was crazy, but everything got done.
That one was mine.
Yeah.
That one was the one that you just said. Okay. Does this roommate have a pole? Hashtag homophones.
Can't be that lucky two times in a row.
I didn't get that at first.
That one took me a while.
If he doesn't want to pay for it, we could pony up.
Some kind person behind me gave me a spot and I got up.
It landed right here in the middle between my eyebrows.
It did. For the record, my face finally returned to normal shape yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We totally forgot to even ask. Sorry.
That's okay. Because I look like myself again. But yeah, no, it took a real long ass time. It was awful. It was not great. Anyway, what is great? I felt it, and it was kind of tingly.
It's still very swollen.
Go left, go right, stop, turn, go over there.
That's amazing. What were we even talking about?
Four. Wait, no, seven. Seven. Seven.
Seven. Shh. We're not going to do all those things.
That sounded like a, it could have been like a line in Friends. Oh, Ross, shh, we're not going to do all those things.
Not going to do all those things.
Want to put that out there for anybody? Oh, want to put that out there for anybody? It could be a question or a statement.
I'm turning my own Alexa on.
I'm going to open this puppy right here.
Can I just insert one thing right here? We're doing so well on time.
Too late. I'm already doing it.
I'm not even going to finish this.
Funny how those two are put together.
I'll give you that, Frankie. That's right.
Do I really want to go down that rabbit hole?
If you find a hard one, ...
There's some nights I'll go down there.
Oh, dear. Mine has left a bigger indent.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. My next one. Ed the creepy mailman, who I believe was supposed to come tonight. ...
Oh, dear.
Oh, but I'm ching.
Oh, that was particularly good, Matt.
Yeah, that was
particularly satisfying.
Yeah, that was. That was probably one of the better hauls we've had in a long time. Mm.
It really was. And I'm just going to say the icing on top, I got new carpet. I just love that so much. Oh, dear.
All right, moving on to our emails. We have an email from Molly, and this email actually was sent to us a couple of weeks ago, but we held off until we had a response, like an official response. So here we go. Hello. I would first like to say that I love your show and I've listened since the beginning. I hate that my first email to you is negative. Another long time first time.
Woo! Yeah.
Yay.
I hate that my first email to you is negative, but feel the need to reach out regarding the Juul advertisement in your most recent episode. Juuls are horrible for your health, still contain nicotine, and are crazy addictive. I appreciate that some of this was stated in the disclaimer, but genuinely feel like this is an issue. I am sure that the majority of your audience is made of adults, but it's also worth thinking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we are filthy mouth. Remember that. But it's also worth thinking about any younger audience members you may have. Astrid, earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Shemandoline, earmuffs. The CDC study last year found that over 20% of high schoolers use Juuls. It has become a youth epidemic, and I think it's important to monitor advertisements when teens may be listening. I started listening to Metro Buzz when I was in 7th grade, and at that time was young, impressionable, and probably would have blindly bought into any advertisements that were a part of the show. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. No, not that you would have bought into that. Just that you were in 7th grade with Metro Buzz. That's awesome. That's crazy. We've both grown up and matured together. Oh, so exciting. Chills. I feel super shitty for even emailing this, but felt it was important, especially coming from someone who started listening to your shows as a young and dumb teen. Thank you all so much for your work that you put into the podcast. It's brought many hours of entertainment and laughs, and I really appreciate all that you guys do. Heart. Hope you have a wonderful day, Molly. First of all, never feel shitty for emailing us something. It's because we love all feedback, and we even take, you know, constructive criticism or something like that, which actually isn't anything to feel bad about because it's a valid concern.
Totally. And second of all, I was like, what are Juul?
Yeah, I wasn't really terribly certain what they were either. And then they were on the news literally the next day.
Oh, that's so funny. That's really funny. Which remind me that for our next email, because I have a story about that too. And it's going to bring me a lot of hate emails. A lot of hate emails.
Bring it on. Okay. Hashtag shoplifting?
No. Hashtag psychics.
Just kidding.
So anyway, Molly, thank you so much for writing in. And thank you for bringing that to our attention. Because we honestly, we don't listen to... I don't often listen to the shows once they're posted because I've just listened to them while editing for days. Once in a while, I will re-listen to a show, but I generally skip over the ad. So thank you.
When I do listen to the show, I 100%
skip the ad.
Don't know if I should say this, but I absolutely fast forward through all ads. Mm-hmm. Second of all, ads are often different depending on where you live in the country. So we might not be hearing the same ad.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Right, anyway.
Right about that.
Yeah, it's a good point. And we've had some ads that we have not gotten behind.
Yeah, we've had some questionable ads for sure.
As Amanda, are you the one that pointed out that we had that Donald Trump ad that one time?
No, it was not. But was that I believe you, Shandy? The person who did was in my region.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and the only reason I knew what jewels were is because Sansa, Sophie Turner, is always pictured in, and it was on a BuzzFeed article, that she's always pictured carrying her jewels, like, in every, like, paparazzi photo.
So, oh, Sansa, come on, girl.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a real bummer.
So, Molly, long story. You don't realize we've cut out like 5 minutes in between here. So circle back to the point here. I did send an email to our like case manager at Spreaker, and she said that she would investigate it. And she said then she responded earlier this week and said, thanks for the heads up. We found the culprit and we put the whole category on block for the site. So hopefully
that's
means,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great.
That won't pop up. So
yeah, let us know if it happens again.
If anybody ever finds, you know, any of the advertisements questionable, like let us know, because you know we will do what we can to bring it to the attention. Like this one had a happy ending. Hopefully, you know, it'll always be like that. They're really cool. They're really good to us at Spreaker. They're really, you know, they are attentive to when we send something in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's good.
And then our next email, our next topic here is about the psychics thing. So we had some facey back from Mike who said, hashtag I stand with JP. Psychics aren't harmless. They prey on vulnerable people generally. And there's nothing wrong with exposing that to a believer. And then JP followed up with, I have a simple exposure I love doing to psychics. If I'm at a fair and I see a psychic tent set up and the psychic is sitting there not occupied, I simply walk up to them and ask them if they happen to know what time it is. If they look at their watch to answer me, busted. That is such a JP thing to do, and that is why we love you, JP. And then before we get to a psychic email about that Joanne sent in, I do want to say that I had this really random encounter on Thursday. So somebody in the Raleigh Liberal Moms group of all places posted something about, do you believe in psychics? Have you ever had like a real experience with them, right? And it was a mixture of people saying like yes and no. And I was leaving the daycare and so there's a traffic light like right outside. So I was sitting at the traffic light and I opened my phone to pull up Waze to see, because there's a couple of ways I can go to work, to see which one was the quickest way. And that thread was on my phone because it was the last thing that I had read. So like I close out of that and I type in Waze and I look up and the license plate in front of me, I swear to God, I have a picture of it, was Believe. Right? Dun, dun, dun. So really friggin' weird. I was like, ooh, the universe is trying to tell me something. So I just thought that was so crazy that we had had that conversation with JP on Tuesday night. And then I read this thing on Wednesday night. And then that was the last thing that was on my phone that I opened up to. Like, do you believe in that? And like, have you had an experience? And then I look up and the fucking license plate in front of me says Believe.
That is pretty crazy.
Right?
That is pretty nuts.
I know. And I took a picture of it to prove that this happened. So anyway, whatever you're about to say, Joanne, just keep that in the back of your minds, everybody.
So let's see what Joanne says. Okay. Let's see. Real Psychics ? Is the name of the email. Already off to a great start. Dear Broads, part two. Did I say that right, Shandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nailed it. A few years back, I attended a lecture at NASA by the amazing Randy. During the lecture, he did a trick typical of so-called psychics or physics, if you're me.
The psychics.
I still say Benadryl is a very strong drug.
She loves water, guys.
So-called psychics. That truly amazed everyone. And he made sure we knew that it was just a trick. I've also been to 3 Penn and Teller shows and watched their Fool Us TV show where magicians do their best tricks and fool Penn and Teller. Some of what they do is so amazing that despite knowing it's a trick, a part of your brain is going, wow, that must be real. During your last episode, it was said that real psychics are called mentalists. No, that is not true. Real psychic is an oxymoron. A professional psychic entertainer performing their tricks may call themselves a mentalist to sound more scientific, but they are still essentially magicians using known tricks. The $1 million prize for the amazing Randy to be given to the first person to show that they are a real psychic remains unclaimed for a reason. Which brings us to the reason for this topic. Did JP go too far in showing his date a YouTube video debunking psychics? If it was a straight-to-video situation, then I agree with Shandy that YouTube watching during a date is likely not the best approach to any discussion. But if there was a lengthy discussion, including an offer to send his date some links to watch on her own or maybe later together, and she insisted on seeing proof then and there, then it was the logical step to take. Which reminded me of a recent, somewhat similar situation for me. A friend who I have known for many years and generally think highly of posted on Facebook about being careful in Walmart and Home Depot parking lots because there are people roaming around them asking people to smell a piece of paper which is actually filled with drugs that will knock you out and they will then abduct you. What?
I mean, if you go into Walmart, you might get shot. But
right. Just avoid Walmart. Like, it just seems like just dangerous.
Well, Walmart doesn't have open carry anymore, and they stopped selling the high-range bullets, high-capacity.
No, true. Yeah, true. I did see that.
That's true. That's true.
It's a wonderful, tiny, tiny baby step.
Yes, yes. I'm still terrified to go to Walmart.
I'm just terrified to go.
And then getting abducted. Okay.
I'm terrified to go anywhere, to be honest.
Okay. There are a number of clues in this story that it is an urban legend. And sure enough, typing a few words into Google will bring up the ongoing myth. So I post that as a reply. I normally do not contradict people on Facebook, but felt it was important to note that this was not a true story. Yeah, that's probably smart because I'm now here terrified to go to a Walmart parking lot. So I'm glad it's so true. She replied back with it may not be true, but I'm still glad I posted because it makes people more aware of the circumstances around them. Then I perhaps went too far and replied back that it was not a good thing to post without first checking if it was true. Posting these stories make people focus on the wrong issues of the world and exaggerates danger that rarely, if ever, actually exists, and allow for people to claim they need to act in certain crazy ways to protect us from all those Home Depot parking lot abductors, such as why they need to carry an assault rifle everywhere they go.
Exactly. That's the real problem right there.
Touché. False stories, whether about psychics or parking lot abductors, need to and should be called out. Obviously, in an appropriate way, but still, ignoring ignorance only ends up promoting ignorance. Joanne. Snaps. You nailed it.
Yeah. Somewhere, yeah. Mike likes your response to this topic a whole lot better than my comment about the license plate, which I have no shame telling that story, which is why I did and kept it in.
And also, just for the record, like, I don't think any of us were like talking about like actual real psychics, as in like we believe they're like psych, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, she's talking about like just calling out ignorance in general.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like, you know, just the panic that you could cause. It's almost like if you falsely state a hurricane is going somewhere and then refuse to back down and then illegally draw on a federal document to and strong arm a whole bunch of meteorologists into backing you up to create a panic in a state that has no reason to panic, right? That's kind of like similar.
Well, thankfully we live in America. So that's purely just, you know.
Right. That could never happen here.
That could never happen. Oh, wait.
It is. It's interesting though that the like calling out psychics conversation, because I mean, does that mean that you should also call out everyone's religious beliefs? Because those are all super made up unless you believe in them. Unless you believe in them, and then they're true.
Well,
just saying. I know how Mike would respond to that. But it's interesting. Like it's interesting where as a society we draw the lines.
Right. Yes. No, that's valid.
I guess. I don't know. I see a difference because But there's literally no way I can answer this without it causing a longer conversation. And we are.
So we'll just put a pin in it and maybe a rainy day sometime in the future.
We are 9 minutes over our budgeted time right now.
That's true. That's
we
true.
Still have to record.
We can tell it like a rewind. Thing is, like, the worst part is, like, I don't even mean to open up a whole discussion.
No, I understand. I understand.
It's an interesting point to raise.
And, but you know what?
We weren't doing two shows, we'd get into it. But we're not, so we'll let it go.
Yeah, we're about to record an episode about The Handmaid's Tale, which features a society taken over and created by religious fanatics. So who knows? We might get into that topic later. Right.
We'll just put that in the next show. We'll come back to it.
Just put a pin in it. All right. To finish up, got an email from Kate and an email from Ro.
Okay, so Kate wrote in an addendum to her previous email, and she said, I had only listened to part of the episode before, but when I heard what you said about the treatment of the word vagina, I got so mad. I made it a point to only use that word when I speak to my daughter. It needs to be normalized, and I'm so tired of people acting like it should never be said. I want her to know the actual names of her body parts and to never feel shame about them. Even when she grabs it, as children do, and it's always awkwardly funny, I make sure to never act like it's wrong, and I tell her that it's okay to do it, but it's something better to do by ourselves. I know that she's too little to understand, but my child will definitely not feel bad about her body. Just had to get that out. I love that.
I love that too. That's
me
so good.
Too. Me three. Yeah, totally.
It's so important too, even for like safety. Like if you are touched inappropriately, but you can't even explain where, then, you know, that's not.
Well, see, it's funny that you say that. Like if you're touched inappropriately and you're made to feel that it is something you can't talk about because you're taught it's a different word, then
also.
That's even like more dangerous, right? Because you're going to feel more of a sense of shame versus hearing that. Yeah, we've always used penis or, you know, Zach will say vagina.
He's allowed. He's young.
But he also says berserk, so he really likes that B. wait, hold on, that came out wrong. Yes. He does. He has his little list of things he can't pronounce. But we've always, even like, you know, with Alex now, we've always used the correct anatomical things. Like, we might say like pee-pee or poopy, but like, you know, we'll say like penis or, you know, vagina yeah. or something.
Like you pee-pee out of your penis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like
it's easier to remember.
Yeah, like yeah. the pee-pee comes out of your
lovely
penis.
Lovely alliteration.
Exactly. Exactly. but yeah, no, I just... I think that it's also just fosters a healthier relationship too between you and your kid, because you're teaching them that they can be open, because there's not totally. Something to be yeah. there's not something to be infantilized yeah. what's the right word because there's just certain things you protect your kids from, certain things is in my opinion, silly to make taboo, and calling it what it is, you know, silly. At one point, Zachary had said to me something. He had said like boobs, and I get it. I say boobs, right? And he's probably heard boobs in school. And I was like, but just remember they're called breasts, because I want him to know, like, you know.
Yeah.
But
you don't want him to be one of those dudes that talks about titties. Because right. like there's you know a few things worse than that,
right?
Yeah,
right. But again, you know he's five, so
we're just yes, laying those
blocks yeah. now.
Still learning,
and I do think that boobs is a far cry from titties.
Right. Yes. Because again, I say boobs, so
yeah, like, I think I think boobs is commonly
it's more acceptable.
Yeah,
but
it's
anyway,
a fun word to say.
Yeah.
It's a funny word to say.
It is.
Another palindrome?
Yeah. No,
boob is a palindrome.
Yeah, yes. Yes, just the one.
Just the single.
Everybody celebrate your single boob for palindrome week.
I mean, do you have a favorite boob?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Too. Me too. So. My right one.
My left. But I think left. It's your dominant side.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, because the muscle is yeah. a little bigger on that side, so
that would make sense.
It's better.
Yeah.
Is it your favorite because it's more sensitive? Because it's my favorite because it's more sensitive.
Oh, I just like the aesthetic better.
Yeah, I like the aesthetic better. I wouldn't say one is more sensitive than the other. Hmm. They're pretty equal.
Mine has a clear favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We have gotten way off topic. All right. Anyway, okay, celebrate your favorite boob. Kate, you're raising Shemandoline right.
Yes.
Last email. Let's finish up. Let's get this show going.
Okay, our last email of the night is from our good friend Ro, called What's in a Name? And Ro says, hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I've been thinking about this for a while and keep meaning to email or call you to bring the subject up. So here goes. Whenever I refer to this group to friends or family, I always struggle to think about what I should say, what I should call us. Sometimes I say my North Carolina friends, but of course, that's not accurate. Sometimes I say my podcast people, but that sounds a little creepy. And sometimes I say my J&J peeps if the person is already a little familiar with my podcast obsession or my podcast family. That would be all of you, of course, and double hearts. So I was thinking maybe we could open this up to the patrons and come up with a collective name for us. We could do an online poll or some sort of contest. Not exactly sure what would work best. Lady Gaga has her little monsters, Star Trek fans are the Trekkies, and West Wing fans are the Wingnuts. So maybe we can come up with our own moniker. What do you think? XO Ro from New York. Well, I think that's a swell idea.
Is it bad that the whole time you're reading this, I'm thinking, yeah, we're all honorary broads.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we could just do that and call it a day.
Yeah,
we're
the army of honorary broads. Now, I realize that doesn't encompass the entire network, but fuck them.
Yeah, seriously.
They can be honorary broads if they want to.
Exactly. Yeah. There we go. No.
If they don't want to, then...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going with that because I still have a bunch of merch that I got to get rid of upstairs. Once that's gone, I'm willing to entertain. Jacob, again, please make us some foul mouth broad stuff. Filthy mouth broads merchandise. Yeah. No, I guess we should probably make a... Can we just be like the cool kids table or something?
Yeah,
or
the inclusive cool kids.
The inclusive cool kids table. I don't know. All right, fine. We'll open this up because we got some long time first that need to become first times. So
yep.
Let's just do this. True. And we've got some long times that we like to go back to. They're like old, familiar, and we're comfortable with them, and they know all the ways to please us correctly. Okay, maybe I'm going too far here. Anyway, so... I like that idea, Ro. Thank you. The broadcasters3@gmail.com. We're throwing the Facebook group. I don't know. Now, do we have to get approval from like everyone in the network over this? Did you also send this email to...
No. I think you sent this email to us. We're the deciders.
If it was just to us, then we're going with honorary broads. If it was to everybody or it was raised wherever, then... I'm going to guess that this could be really fun. And plus, I love creative shit. So sure, why not? Cool. Wow. All right, then. No, seriously, Ro. That's a very good question. I'm going with honorary broads, though, for now. Unless somebody can. I'm open to all... ideas, because there could be a better name out there for us.
There could be.
Yeah.
It could convince be. Us.
Convince us. But it can't go into effect until May, because again, we've got to get some, we have to get like some mileage out of this honorary broads thing.
Totally.
And if anybody wants a wine glass, I have one upstairs.
They're very nice. I enjoy mine very much.
But don't put them in the dishwasher. Yes, you do.
I need to just order one.
You can't, because you have to order them in bulk.
Damn it.
I have yours, though. I should have, you know what? I should have gotten it to Amanda, who then could have flown it out, who then could have given it to like somebody in. Yeah, right. Ed. And then, oh my God, Ed could have
to a mailman.
Brought it on his mail truck without a luggage tag down to your house, and then that would fulfill everybody's fantasy.
Except for Shandy's. Do the geocache that travels.
Oh my God, I'm still...
I think that would be fun to see if it makes it.
That would totally. Be awesome.
Hashtag, I still have that in my purse. Whoops.
Anyway, on that note, we've got some other emails, but we're going to save those for episode 412. So stay tuned for that, just for sake of time, because we still have to do a Handmaid's Tale episode after this. Which, stay tuned, because we will next week have our annual Handmaid's Tale podcast will be out. What else do we have? Okay. So on October 29th, mark your calendars, we're going to have a live show for everybody, and it's going to be a Halloween party. And... we're going to dress up in costume, and we would love for you guys to dress up in costume, and maybe we can come up with some kind of hashtag or like thread on the Facebook page or something so we can see your costumes. I don't know. I love Halloween, so I'm down with this idea. Check out our Instagram page, the broadcasters3 on Instagram. We have a good time on there. The three of us take turns with it. So you never know what you're going to get or who's going to be in charge. There are some days, excuse me. There are some days where I don't even know you guys have posted, because I don't check Instagram as much as I should. And I'll see Jay watching it, and I'll be like, oh, who posted today? And then I'll have to go on and watch it. thank you to the patrons. We really appreciate you. You can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and click on the link to become a patron. We have our live show for the patrons at the hangout level once a month. We have bonus episodes for the $5 or more levels. Also once a month, we'll be recording that when we get back. So again, patreon.com/JayandJack. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Joanne with a Plan, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, The Drake, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thanks, guys, so much. Shout out to our listener, Carmen, who had surgery on her hamstring this week. I wish you a speedy recovery. And shop on the Amazon link, jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. That helps us out a lot. All right, guys, we'll see you next week for The Handmaid's Tale. And we'll see you in 2 weeks with stories from Amanda's West Coast adventure. Did she get a new suitcase? Ooh, the suspense is killing me. How many people died on her flight? I just can't wait to hear about this.
Oh,
on that note. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda. Hope to see you in a couple weeks.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, guys.
Bye. Friday the 13th.